God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Macy,
Sage,
Shadir,
and Jersey.
And we also have special guest Mrs. Peters. Hi, Mrs. Peters.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about what you teach and the responsibilities you have here?
I teach sixth grade English and then reading also. And then I have a seventh reading class and an eighth reading class. Also responsible for girls basketball assistant coach, and I coach the throwers in track and field, the girl throwers.
Can you tell us about your family?
My family, I am married to Steve, and I have four children, Mackenzie, who's married to Garrett, and she works at Grand Island Regional as a RN. And then I have Caden, who just recently graduated from Concordia University, and he is doing some trucking for our family, also with his dad. And Kevin is at Hastings Community College studying ag science. And Macy is a senior this year, and then Mackenzie and Garrett have a one, almost two-year-old. So I have a granddaughter, so I'm a grandma.
And her name is?
Camry.
What is your passion?
I would say my passion is just being a good person and being a good Christian, being the best person that I can be every day, being the best teacher and coach, too, for everyone that I meet in the classroom or on the court, just being there for kids.
Where did you go to college, and did you play any sports while you were there?
Yes, I went to York College. At that time, it was a two-year, so it was a junior college, and I got recruited to play basketball there. So I studied education for 2 years, so then I had to transfer somewhere else if I wanted to get a bachelor's degree. So ended up looking at a few Nebraska schools, but then my best friend and I decided to take a risk, and we went to Kansas and played basketball again for 2 years at Kansas Newman College in Wichita.
Were you good?
I played.
She was good. So she was good.
Did you get a start?
At times, yeah. If I didn't have an attitude, but yeah.
She was like,
foul out the day before or something.
She was popping threes,
dunking.
I tried.
The three pointer was just new then, wasn't it?
It was just new. So, I mean, we'd scoot back and try to hit them if we could. Did make a half court shot one time, so that was pretty cool. Had family there, just figured, oh, just let it go. So. Went
Where
in.
You go? I can barely make the three.
Macy, that's what you need to do every week. You have family there. Just throw up the three or the half court.
I don't think I can make it there.
Just come out of a timeout, step in, and let it go.
Do you think you can still sing the Northwest Fight song?
Well, I don't know if I can sing, but I know Mr. Peterzak would probably appreciate this because it's the Michigan fight song. So, hail Northwest Vikings, we will fight. Okay, that's all you get.
Good job.
Mrs. Rickett. Mrs. Ludwig could get in on that too.
What is your best memory here?
There's a few. I guess it has to go back to sports again. Anytime kids make it to state, I think it's just really important, and it just says a lot about our community and our school here. I would just have to say making it to state in basketball 4 years ago, just the atmosphere of the community, the gym was full, it was just crazy, and yeah, I mean, there's nothing like being at a game and you just got all these people there, so good times.
What are you most proud of?
Yeah, I'm most proud of the kids I teach, the kids that, I guess, young ladies that go on, you know, to their schooling and then become moms now and get married and all those things that are success in society. I am very proud of my own kids and our family too. So, yeah, I'm proud to be a teacher and a coach.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're mad in basketball?
My favorite thing to do? I don't like to get mad, so I guess what I've been told is I probably stomp my foot, like, run the play, come on, where are you? I'm stomping it right now. Yeah, so that's probably one of my, I don't know if it's my favorite. I've had refs that tell me just to be nice. Don't yell at me anymore. So I guess I don't even know I'm doing it.
Today is Groundhog's Day, in case you didn't remember. We are recording this before Punxsutawney Phil wakes up. But, Mrs. Peters, what's your prediction for Groundhog's Day? Will Phil the groundhog see his shadow?
I have a feeling, yeah, he's going to see his shadow. We're going to have some more winter here.
You girls know what that means if he sees his shadow?
There's more winter?
Six more weeks of winter.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Mom, do you have a joke for us today?
Yeah, I do. What is a groundhog's favorite game?
What?
We don't know.
You don't know? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Whack-a-mole.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the students of Wood River?
Students of Wood River, I mean, just come out. It's conference week for basketball, so would love to see everybody out and cheering.
So thank you for your time. We appreciate it. It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my mom.